listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Tuesday. This is exactly where I will be for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., not a happy camper earlier today. Didn't get a long-term contract. Will be a free agent later this year. Cam Ward offering a warning to the NFL and people sitting at the top of the draft. You better draft him or else. Man, we're having conversations about people being the face of the NBA. Who can't be the face of the NBA? Damn it, they're still trying to figure out the All-Star game. We'll get into that. We'll talk about T. Higgins and his contract. We got into him last night. Is he going to be the only NFL player who's tagged? There's so much more to get into. Dustin May returning from a torn esophagus? Yeah, Major League Baseball player tore his throat. It's not how you think. Trust me, it's probably not how you think. So much more to get into. Hey, a big shout out and thank you to our producer holding it down for Ryan Hickey, Nick Theodoro. And thank you to you for being here. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, all you have to do is ask the speaker. Talk to Alexa or Google or Amazon or whatever machine you communicate with and ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can find me online. I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. You follow me on X, you'll just see the rundown that we put out for the show. You can find me on Facebook and all these other places as well if you scroll and scroll and scroll online. If you want to be a part of the show, if you can do it safely, you can call up as well. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Our producer holding it down for Hickey, Nick Theodoro, is here with us in New York. Hey, Nick, how are you today? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm good. Just a very slow week trying to get through it here.
I hear you. Well, have a little bit more enthusiasm about it, okay?
I'm trying, but really not much going on in sports, but, you know, we'll get through it.
I can tell. I can tell, Nick. I can tell. Plenty of things happen to still be going on, even though the fact there is no NFL, the Super Bowl is done. We're waiting the NFL draft combine. Major League Baseball, we have pitchers and catchers who are getting ready to report. On the NHL side of things, we do have the Four Nations tournament that is still going on. We just completed the Daytona 500. There are plenty of things to talk about and get into, despite the fact that our regular seasons are pretty much paused, which leads me to one of the upcoming events that we have to pay attention to this upcoming April. And yes, it's the NFL draft. But before we get to the draft, time flies, it certainly does. We're staring in the face of the NFL draft combine, which begins next week. The NFL doesn't stop. The NFL doesn't sleep. The NFL continues to go. I mean, they have massive announcements about what's going to take place on their calendar as it relates to franchise tags and free agency. The NFL is just taking everybody's money. And when you look ahead towards the draft, we know the most important position for anybody is the quarterback. No matter who you are, quarterbacks get paid the most money. If you play for the Dallas Cowboys, you work for a dumbass owner, you end up with $60 million. Congratulations to you, Dak Prescott. In this year, as we've heard about the draft, there's a couple of things that we have to pay attention to. This is a weak quarterback class. I don't think anybody is waking up come September, October, November, and December and expecting to see somebody lighting it up like Jaden Daniels. I don't think anybody's going to go back in time from two seasons ago and look at what happened with C.J. Stroud, who had a great rookie season, probably one of the greatest of all time, and then Jaden Daniels said, hey, I got one for you. I'm just going to go and try to compete for a Super Bowl. We're not in store for that this year. We have Shedeur Sanders, last name Sanders, we know who his daddy is, who has already proclaimed that he's going to try his best to dictate where his son ends up. And then on the other hand, we have someone who has less of a name, but might be a better prospect. That's Cam Ward. And what are they competing for? To see who the first quarterback selected in the draft is. That's first thing out the gate. We know the Tennessee Titans select that number one overall. They may have to trade out of that spot. Maybe they'll select Travis Hunter. The Tennessee Titans need a new quarterback because Will Levis doesn't know how to do anything but give the football to the other team. A second, outside of that, the Browns have the number two spot. And in two different ways, in two different formats, both Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward have started to give their thoughts and kind of try to manipulate where they might go. In the case of Shedeur, we know who his dad is. We know that Deion will try to manipulate and move things around the best way that he can so his son doesn't end up on a crap team. We know that Shedeur has a relationship with Tom Brady, who's a mentor to him. Unfortunately, the Raiders are not selecting in the top two or three. And so we get silly bits and pieces like Shedeur Sanders is sitting down having breakfast on social media, talking about video games. And I guess he's just teasing people, goofing around. He's just like, yeah, when I play the game, you know, team that I use the Browns. Listen to Shedeur Sanders.
I can play with anybody, though. He can only play with one team.
What team?
Brown.
Okay.
That's on team.
Okay.
I like how they're
getting ready.
I like how they move around, bro.
That's the only team he can play with.
That boy getting
anybody
ready.
Anybody else is trash.
I like how they move around on there. I like the setup.
Oh, he likes playing for the Browns. Okay. All righty then. I don't know if you've ever, I mean, maybe only in a video game. The last time I checked, the Cleveland Browns last year had a record of 3-14. The best player on the team, and Myles Garrett, says, I don't want to be here anymore because we're not competing for a Super Bowl. And their timeline doesn't align with mine. Myles Garrett wants to leave. And Shedeur Sanders, yeah, I'm sure he likes playing with the Browns on Madden. In real life, it could be a disaster. Realistically speaking, I don't think he's going to the Browns. I don't think Deion would let it happen. That makes room for one other quarterback. This guy's name is Cam Ward, who just lit it up for Miami after graduating. He was a graduate transfer from Washington State. 4,100 yards passing, 36 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. And if you watched any of the ball that Miami was playing last winter, last fall, you pretty much saw that this guy can throw the ball, he can run the ball. In the case of Shedeur Sanders, he's mostly going to run behind the line of scrimmage and then air the ball out. And I don't know if Shedeur is built to be taking these NFL hits in the open field. And sometimes I think he ran around too long, even after they revamped that offensive line for the Colorado Buffaloes. And so Cam Ward, his team was playing in a Pop-Tart Bowl, whoop-de-doo. I think the most exciting thing was the 3 Pop-Tarts at the game. That's if you ask me. And he only played the first half. This was a meaningless game outside of people sitting down and watch Pop-Tarts or human beings dressed as Pop-Tarts. And Miami lost 42-41 to Iowa State. Cam Ward threw a touchdown to break a record in the first half, and then he sat out. People say that Cam Ward quit on his team. Nobody gives a damn about that stuff. Nobody in the NFL cares about whether or not he quit. People care whether or not this guy is going to stay healthy and develop into a number one quarterback. That's it. They don't care about this man opting out or playing one half in the Pop-Tart Bowl. That doesn't matter to anybody. And so he was having a conversation with the AP. And the idea or concept that Cam Ward quit on Miami came up. And this is a quote that kind of ran all over the place today. Cam Ward responded and said, "You're either going to draft me or you're not. If you don't draft me, that's your fault. You've got to remember you're the same team that's got to play me for the rest of my career, and I'll remember that." Whoa. Damn. What a way to come through and start making threats before you have ever, ever thrown a pass in the NFL. What a way to come through and make a statement, basically in a light way, warning the other teams, don't leave me on the board, even though you're presumed to be one of the first or two quarterbacks selected. Realistically, I believe Cam Ward is going to end up right on the Browns. You threatening the Tennessee Titans? Is that what you're doing? And I guess because we're getting a little bit closer to the draft, you know, maybe teams appreciate the arrogance. Maybe teams appreciate the confidence. But my thought process is, unless you feel you need to manipulate a game, the system, you let your play do the talking. It's been reported that Cam Ward is not going to participate in Miami's pro day. We don't know what he's going to do at the combine. We have no idea. I don't expect to see him throw in there. What we saw in college is what we're going to get. So in the case of Cam Ward, his tone is changing now that we're getting closer. Shedeur Sanders don't got to worry about nothing. Because if you draft Shedeur, by proxy, you are basically drafting his dad, Deion Sanders, as well. And do you want that hovering over your head? If you're a rebuilding organization, do you want that? Probably not. I'd be shocked if the Browns take Shedeur Sanders. They're going to take the quiet guy. They're going to take Cam Ward. And yeah, he might be talking loud and bigging himself up right now. But it was only in December, before the Pop-Tarts Bowl, that Cam Ward was on ESPN. And he was asked about his future draft standing. Let's just say 2 months ago, a Cam Ward a little bit more humble. Listen to this.
It's a blessing, especially being in this position. The journey I had to solidify myself as one of the best quarterbacks in college to potentially get to NFL. It's all God. The teammates that I have, around me, they helped me put myself in this position. We all made plays. So, me projected to go that high. It's something I don't take lightly. I have, just a chip on my shoulder, that I never leave. And, I just got to continue to stick to myself, continue to make football plays.
That's humble, right? That's all you can ask for, somebody that's going to be humble. But all that's going to matter is where he gets drafted and is he protected and can he build off of that? It's simple as that. I guess because we're pulling up on a combine, we're going to blink, the draft is going to be here. He has to put his stake in the ground and say, this is where I need to be. As simple as that. The Tennessee Titans are selecting a number one overall. They're stupid. The whole organization is dumb. This is an organization that fired Mike Vrabel, one of the best coaches in the league, who's going to help turn around the New England Patriots. They're going to do something dumb, like not take a quarterback, and they're just probably going to select Travis Hunter and worry about quarterback later, because that sounds like a more sure of a bet. Cleveland Browns selected number two. There's another dumbass team. They selected Deshaun Watson. And so maybe they would be stupid enough to bring on Shedeur Sanders. The New York Giants are at number three overall. Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, their behinds are on the line. If they don't get things right, if they don't make some type of progress, and maybe they just try to get a bridge QB in free agency, I have no idea. But if the Giants don't have some type of success, they're going to be fired quick. The New England Patriots, the teams in front of them are so dumb, maybe they end up with Travis Hunter. There are so many questions when it comes down to the beginning of this draft and where the top two quarterbacks are selected. The Jacksonville Jaguars select the number five, and we know they don't need a quarterback. They have an injured one, and Trevor Lawrence, who's telling people that he will not be traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers because he has a no trade clause. And so we are just getting warmed up. We are just getting started. The Super Bowl is hard to believe. It was more than a week ago. We're already thinking about tags and free agency. We have bold proclamations from NFL draftees and prospects who are already threatening teams that if you don't select me, I'm going to torture you throughout the course of my career. How about you? Can you show up to the combine first, please, before you start making threats to other teams? We've had enough guys come into the NFL that get chewed up and spat out. I hope that's the most aggressive thing we hear from Cam Ward. I think he's going to be selected number one overall. But, man, you got to go out there on the field at the NFL level and actually prove it. Until then, just tone it down just a little bit. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. There's so much that I want to get into. We'll talk about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. not getting his new contract from the Blue Jays. We're going to talk about T. Higgins. We're going to talk about Cooper Kupp. These are players who might actually move, or maybe they don't. It looks like the NFL might be looking for a new home, or they may have a new suitor to take up some of their Sunday afternoon games. The NBA on NBC has a voice that a lot of people cannot stand. We'll get into that. We'll talk about some of the spending in Major League Baseball. We're going to get into NFL and NBA. Victor Wembanyama, a lot of talks about an international player being the face of the league. You know what? Matter of fact, when we come back from break, because I still can't believe this, there's so many complaints that are still coming in about the NBA All-Star Game and All-Star Weekend. Darius Garland, All-Star guard, now multiple time for the Cleveland Cavaliers, he has an idea. Forget the All-Star Game. He has an idea to improve the NBA game, and it involves another mechanism for scoring. Let's just say Steph Curry doesn't approve. I'll tell you what that is. We'll get into Vladimir Guerrero, more NFL. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And I do think you're one of the best people in radio right now, hands down. I've heard everybody. You got the gift. And I appreciate, you know, your intelligence and your honesty.
Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, I shared with you some of the comments made by Cam Ward. Presumed to be, he's either going to be the first quarterback selected in the draft. He might be the second quarterback selected in the draft. Last night, as he was getting ready to receive the Davey O'Brien Award, being the nation's top quarterback this past year, he pretty much said to teams that are worried or concerned about him and whether or not he completed a bowl game is nonsense if you ask me. But he basically said, if you don't draft me, that's your fault. You've got to remember, you're the same team that's got to play me for the rest of my career, and I'll remember that. Damn, bro. Come on, man. Can we throw a couple of touchdown passes in the league first? How about we just say nothing? We got to hand out vague threats. I mean, who in the NFL is rolling their eyes? Are the Tennessee Titans rolling their eyes at this? Nobody batted an eye. And so I don't think this helps or hurts him because we've seen what he did on tape. The guy's a good quarterback. Now, whether or not he's going to be able to hack it in the NFL at that level is to be seen. It's TBD. It's to be determined. And so in the meantime, man, just go to the draft. Be happy that you got selected. Count your money and have fun on the Browns, okay? As if the Browns select him. I think they will. The Tennessee Titans are dumb. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of dumb, I'm going to get to it. There's a dumb idea being bandied around in the NBA. Oh, yeah, they got plenty of dumb ideas. Plenty of them. Let's get to the phones. Matt is here from Baltimore. Matt, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What is on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, JR? Just want to say, great show. I love what you do. I love your whole energy and everything. First of all, I'd like to start out with an apology. A couple weeks ago, when all the Justin Tucker stuff broke, I'm a diehard Ravens fan, and I came out joking because I'm born and raised in Baltimore. I know we got some tough ladies here, and I said, yeah, I don't believe it because if that had happened, he'd have been stabbed up. But since reading the actual article, I 100% believe that he did this stuff, and it hits home because my girl is a victim of sexual assault. So, honestly, to me, I believe he deserves, like, a Hunter Stiletto stomp, really. He needs to get out black and purple before we beat him black and blue.
Well,
that's all I got to say about that.
Well, let me respond. Thank you for A, and calling and adding a different or new perspective than the one you shared a few weeks ago. So that's first. And then last night we had talked about Justin Tucker. I believe they're up to 16 accusations, I believe, around 15 accusations and 7 new ones alleging him of being a pervert, at these massage places where he was supposed to be getting work done on his body. And so I put it this way. I wasn't there. I wasn't in the room. But I tell you this much, in a lot of cases, typically where there's smoke, there's fire. We know there's a lot of people who run around, lawyers who are ambulance chasers. There's people who want to jump on board the bandwagon to get their piece of the pie. But when you have this many accusations, it's really tough to believe. But I will say this, regardless of whether he did this once or twice or 15 times or whatever the case might be, I think the Ravens, given their own standard that they've established over the past few years, where we have a zero tolerance policy, especially given what happened with Ray Rice, I would think, tacked in with his performance last year, I know he got slightly better as the year went on, I would think that they would ultimately cut him. We'll see what happens.
You know my opinion on why he sucked for that period? Because somebody from the banner came and said, hey, we're going to run this. Do you want to make a comment?
I think that was
playing on his head, and I think that's why he sucked for the period that he did.
It's a possibility.
That's my whole belief.
It's a reasonable possibility. What else you got?
Yeah. So, about the guys coming out in the draft, and it's funny how Cam Ward comes out and says about and you're saying that the Browns may draft him. Remember somebody else who said almost those same exact words? I know it's a different position. Miles Garrett. He said, Cleveland, you better draft me or I'm going to haunt you. And like I said, I know it's a different position. It's a lot easier to wreak havoc as a defensive player, although the yellow laundry flies a lot harder for them. But
yeah,
so that'd be pretty interesting if he comes out, makes the same kind of comments and lights it up. I'd like to see them finally get a good quarterback. And other than that, I just want to know what your opinion. Why is it that, like, at what point do these guys have the gall to think I'm this good when you're at every level they go to, when you're the best in Pop Warner, then you're not quite the best in high school. You make your way up. When you're the best in high school, you go up to college. You're not the best there. You got to make your way up. Every level you go to, you're going from the best to not the best, and now all of a sudden these guys are so good in college, and they think they have this right to dictate where they go. It's almost a rite of passage. You are that good to be a number one, number two overall quarterback drafted.
You go
to a crap team for a couple years.
Well, I agree with you. And here's the thing, because not everybody makes those comments and those statements. I'm going to address two things. One, being able to dictate where you go, and the other one, actually trying to make your bones about it. Thank you so much, Matt, for calling from Baltimore. It's a business. Like, we all know and understand that. It's a business first. And so if you do, and a lot of players don't. Shedeur Sanders has the leverage. His name is Deion. His name might as well be Deion Leverage Sanders. He has the leverage to dictate where he goes based off of his dad. That's just what it is. Welcome to the facts of life. And I'm not going to say this in a general sense, but in a lot of cases, yeah. If you got a rich daddy somewhere, I don't care if you are playing football or you're doing something else. If you got a rich daddy, there's a good chance that you can get some strings pulled to kind of go your direction. If you got money, access to funds, there's a good chance you can kind of swing things in your direction. It doesn't work for everybody. And when you talk specifically about entitlement? Isn't that what makes a great athlete great to a certain degree? I mean, if you encounter great athletes, and a lot of times it can be a quiet confidence or it can be real loud. And that's in any cases. You know, you can look at sports like an art. You can find an artist who tells you how great their art is, how great their work is. I mean, how many professional athletes do you look at and just think that they are the you know what? They think that their you know what doesn't stink until they get beat down. We see it all the time at the professional level. You become a professional athlete, you are in an elite space. You're in an elite class. You've been told for the majority of your life how good you are, how great you are, how awesome you are. And that confidence level helps get you over the edge. Or maybe it's a matter of being real insecure. You know, I typically say that people who got to go around screaming the most, being the loudest, having to attract all of the attention, having to tell everybody how great and awesome they are, I find those people deep down, they're the most secure. Maybe you know somebody like that. They don't have to be a professional athlete. Somebody who has to tell you how much they've accomplished. Somebody who always has to reiterate to you what they have. They have to show it off in your face. Well, a lot of those people either A, don't have it, B, can't sustain it, or C, are doing it because they're mentally weak. As a professional athlete, sometimes I think it's better show up and do the work. Let your play do the talking. One of my favorite athletes over the past, 30 years or so is Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan just came out and played. You listen to some of the stories that are told about Tim Duncan now. It's like, man, Kevin Garnett, one of the greatest trash talkers of all time, couldn't get Tim Duncan to do anything. Never had this guy shook, never had him anything. Kevin Garnett was great in his own regard, one of the greatest power forwards of all time, right there along with Tim Duncan. Two different personalities. One is fire, the other is ice. Gary Payton, shout outs to my main man, GP. Gary Payton will tell you he could trash talk with anybody and get them off of their game. He said the one guy that would never move, never be moved, was John Stockton. He said, I didn't even bother because I could get into these guys' heads. That's it. As simple as that. Man, if you can't be focused on a task at hand, you're a liability. If you got the talent, yeah, it's all good when things go in your way. But it's real easy to see when athletes fall apart, when things don't go their way. And you know what? We'll talk about that later on in the show as well. And speaking of point guards, we had Tim Hardaway Sr., Run TMC, Miami Heat. He had some words for Jimmy Butler. Called him a crybaby. I agree. You know, we'll get into that later on in the show. Phone lines are still open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's nobody's birthright to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. It doesn't belong to anybody. We'll see where Cam Ward gets drafted. We'll see where Shedeur Sanders gets drafted. We'll see the circumstances and the bad team that drafts him. And we'll see if they're good enough with support around them to help turn things around. We'll talk more NFL as we continue on. 855-212-4227. We come back on the other side of the break. I told you that there was an idea being bandied around in the NBA to help improve the game. Forget the All-Star game. Forget that crap. The game in general. Steph Curry is not a fan. I'll tell you what that is on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I love the show, especially with African-American representation. Keep doing your thing, bro. I love the show.
Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked Ravens. We talked Browns. We've talked about Cam Ward. He's threatening teams that don't draft him. I'll beat you up my entire career. I'll remember that you passed on me. What does that mean? He's going to beat up on the Titans? We have no idea. But we'll figure it out soon enough. I thought it was a good idea. I think it's a good idea to just get drafted and play well. Now, how about you focusing on doing that first? Everybody's always trying to find a reason to be angry, be upset. Find something to motivate them. Motivate yourself. Do that first. 855-212-4227. Now, I did tell you, as people continue to complain about the NBA All-Star game, that there was a suggestion by Darius Garland of the Cleveland Cavaliers that the NBA make a change, not just for the All-Star game, but for the league period. Darius Garland suggested to make things interesting in the NBA that the league introduce a 4-point line. Yeah. He wants to introduce a 4-point line in the NBA. And I'm saying to myself, we got enough idiots out here running down the court, throwing up stupid threes that can't hit them or can't make them in the first damn place. The NBA 3-point line was introduced in 1979. It is now 2025. You might say to yourself, oh, this is just a natural evolution of the game. Maybe they should add a 4-point line. Maybe they shouldn't. Like, we don't need this coming from a player. Not at all. I feel like, thank God, over the past season or two, even though players are taking tons of threes, guys stopped thinking that they're Steph Curry. We got one of those guys. One of them. And so it's pretty hilarious. Every time Steph Curry is asked about introducing a 4-point line, Steph Curry is pretty political in his answer. He tries to be nice and be kind about it. He was asked about it and he said, you know what, I try my best to work on my shots and, you know, I don't know. Very diplomatic response. Steph Curry was asked about this two seasons ago. He's having a chat with Andre Iguodala. And Steph Curry, this is what he said. It was Sports Illustrated.
It might benefit me if there was a 4-point line because I probably would already shoot a bunch of them from well behind the 3-point line. I feel like it would change too much of the geometry of the game and would encourage a lot of people that don't know how to shoot to try to go shoot even further.
he said, guys are stupid. They can't shoot. You're not me. You are not Steph Curry. Why are you pulling up from half court? Don't do it. And thank God we don't see as many players doing it. Steph Curry shoots from wherever he wants. Damian Lillard can still pull up from wherever he wants. Even Trae Young. Trae Young, who I have the pleasure of watching here in Atlanta quite frequently. Trae Young has gotten to the point where he is passing the ball and not pulling up on these ridiculous 3-point shots when he steps over the line. Are we going to see one every now and then? But the frequency has stopped. And so the last thing we need is the introduction of a 4-point line where NBA players will now feel bold and emboldened to just say, oh, we now have a 4-point line. I now need to wake up, pull up, and shoot the ball just because the line is there. I mean, for all the years and advanced analytics that have showed taking a 3-point shot is better than a high percentage, too. Out of all the years that we've gotten that, and Steph Curry is very nice. We changed the geometry. It'll change the geometry of the game. He's basically saying, man, we don't need any more knuckleheads taking shots that they can't make. We got NBA players who don't know how to operate when they get close to the basket. Now we're just going to encourage more laziness? Please, let's not devolve the game any lower than it's been. Guys have started taking crazy threes. They just cut that down. No need to throw a 4-point line out onto the court for players to just think they are Steph Curry again. Bad idea from Darius Garland. Steph Curry has it right. the league does not need a 4-point line to fix things. Leave that in some, I don't know. But put that in China. EuroLeague ain't taking no 4-point line. Leave that in a video game. Do us all a favor. Don't bring that crap to real life at all, please. Now, we do know there are going to be some changes. If you were unaware, and specifically to the All-Star game, next year will be the first year that the All-Star game will be broadcast on NBC. And so for every and anybody who's been waiting for the iconic NBA on NBC Music, Round Ball Rock, I think they've been negotiating the rights to it. It'd be pretty ridiculous if they don't have it, but it's expected to be back. Now, here are some additional changes for everybody who hated the All-Star game, the majority of people. This is what you can expect next year. An earlier start time to the All-Star game. I, like everybody else, I was sitting around on Sunday, and before 8 o'clock Eastern even rolled around, they were doing the introductions. They were getting ready to sing the national anthem. But I don't feel like I saw a basketball played until almost 40, 45 minutes later. I'm like, whoa, what is this? We just saw the Super Bowl last week. Man, they roll that flag out there. We watch Nick Sirianni cry. We watch Chris Jones cry. They roll the flag up. And the next thing you know, they're out there getting their heads cracked. The Kansas City Chiefs, of course, getting their heads cracked. We need an earlier start. Can we get an NBA All-Star game starting, I don't know, at 6 or 7 p.m. Eastern time? Can we do that? That's something the NBA and NBC are considering. NBC will also have the Winter Olympics going on, and so I hope they get forced into playing an earlier game. A one-on-one tournament is something that's potentially being introduced next year at the All-Star game. A one-on-one tournament, similar to what we just saw with the Unrivaled League with the women. Nafisa Collier went out and she won the one-on-one award. This is not, the NBA hasn't had one-on-one in an All-Star game since, what, the 70s? Now, I don't know what player is going to sign up to do this. Kyrie Irving said he would do it. Kyrie Irving is saying a lot of things, but who wants to play Kyrie Irving in one-on-one? I mean, we barely got the guys who want to show up in a dunk contest because they don't want to be embarrassed. Well, on a one-on-one game, somebody has to lose. Somebody's going to get crossed. Somebody's going to get blocked. I mean, in the modern NBA, in a lot of cases, we don't even see the stars defending each other because the coaches try to be smart and nimble enough to keep their star players, their star offensive players, out of foul trouble. We don't want him in foul trouble. We don't want him exerting too much energy on a defensive end of the basketball. We want you just to focus in on offense. We don't see the stars going at each other all that often. I mean, damn it, you make me think about a marquee moment even dating back to last year. Luka Doncic on an island with Rudy Gobert. This is the defensive, four-time defensive player of the year. Rudy Gobert got his ass busted as Luka Doncic shot that shot over him, and then Luka Doncic yelled at him. Can the NBA players handle that in a one-on-one situation? For $1 million, maybe a couple of guys will show up to potentially be embarrassed. But if these guys don't want to lose a dunk contest, one-on-one is going to work? And that leads me to the next point, the third point. The NBA is trying to utilize to change NBA All-Star Weekend next year. The stars in the dunk contest. We've heard from a lot of the players that they'll participate. Mac McClung wins his third straight dunk contest. The guy isn't even in the NBA. Ja Morant now tweets out or X's out that he'll participate. Okay, sure. Zach LaVine says that he might participate. Okay, fine. Okay, right. His contemporary from the 2016-2017 season, killing that dunk contest. I think that was up in Toronto. Yeah, it was, because I was there. Aaron Gordon said, I still got some more tricks up my sleeve. Giannis Antetokounmpo said that he would participate in the dunk contest. Now, I've seen Giannis come down with some power dunks. I've never seen anything that made me go, wow. Those are all stars. Well, except for Aaron Gordon, but he could dunk. Going on X and going on social media telling everybody that you're going to compete in the dunk contest means nothing. Because until you actually show up and do it next year, next February, it's the same old thing. Mac McClung already told us. He's like, yeah, I think I might be done. The NBA can try as much, and I said this last night, they can try as much as they want to gimmick things up until the stars want to compete and show up at every level. All of this stuff is a moot point. All of these players are getting paid too much money. There's no real incentive for them to show up and quote-unquote do extra. Welcome to the normal world where people get paid a lot of money and don't want to work. You know, we got people who don't have any money. They don't want to work either. I guess one day we'll have to find the happy medium. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, yeah, NBA players that get paid a lot of money. There's a Major League Baseball player, one of the best. He doesn't know when he's getting paid, how much he's getting paid, and who's going to pay him. We're going to talk about the son of Vladimir Guerrero. On the other side, it's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.